Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Nick McEwen, Executive Director of the DHS Blue Campaign. My co-host today from IBM is Don Fenhagen. So, Mick, we've talked a lot about your collaboration within the components of DHS and with the state and local governments and probably with other federal agencies in general. But what's your role and how do you work with international partners, in particular other national governments, to really combat the global scourge of human trafficking?
So we have a great opportunity to brief other foreign delegations when they come to the United States. We've done some great work. We've explained our work to Thailand and to Cuba and to Belgium. And then we've also really had a great collaboration with the Royal Mounted Police in Canada. Okay. And they have a Grand Prix event up there that is like their equivalent, I guess, of what the Super Bowl is for us. And we've been able to share with them back best practices. This month, I'll probably be up there to kind of do a bigger, larger conversation with them at a conference in human trafficking in Toronto. So, I mean, we've been able to really work well with them. As far as the Mexican government, we've been able to kind of share some of the things that we're doing with them. And both of those governments in particular are stepping up their efforts. And we're really being glad to kind of help be the standard bearer for what it is that you should be doing in this field.
Are there any like international partnership associations or forums or things like that around human trafficking that maybe you folks are getting involved with?
Yeah, so the UN has a couple of different initiatives, and I think one of them is called the Blue Heart. Following through on the blue, and that kind of has like a international focus, especially on these smaller countries, Jamaica and some of the other those other countries, and I think that's kind of where they've been focusing in on, and we've had done some work, but it's very, for lack of a better term, seasonal.
Yeah, sure.
So, I think that once we have a little bit of a sturdier footing down here at DHS, we'll see us being focusing more up there as well.
So, Mick, you've done a wonderful job explaining the indicators that folks need to look out for. But, I'd like you to walk us through this. What can individuals do to combat human trafficking? How can they make a difference? And more importantly, and I noticed this on your website, what shouldn't the individual citizen do if they have that gut instinct?
Don't be a hero.
Yeah.
Just don't be a hero. You're not trained. You're not law enforcement. Call law enforcement. And I think you have to first realize, what are you calling? Are you calling a tip that your neighbor's, the abandoned house all of a sudden has 50 people in it and something doesn't feel right? Or are you seeing something that is 911? And I think that's kind of one of the big things that we have to kind of differentiate from. And going back to what we said earlier, if you see something, say something, right? And, I think we have to kind of get out of the mindset that sometimes making the call is the better decision to make. And I think that's really where we have to work our way towards. Because right now, when we raise awareness, this is what we're raising awareness on. This is why we're doing it. Now, how do you handle it? Is you just make the phone call, and just say, hey, like, I don't know exactly what I'm seeing, but something's not right here, and put that tip into the system. And you can do that through 911 or through the ICE hotline, and going through it that way.
And would you make a plug for your website? So because there are resources on.
Absolutely. So it's www.dhs.gov/bluecampaign, and we're also at DHS Blue Campaign on Twitter and on Blue Campaign on Facebook.
And I think now more than ever, it's especially state and local law enforcement, they're all strapped and busy. If you do report something, I think it's really important to keep following up if you don't see a change, and don't lay up. I mean, what do you think about that?
Absolutely. One of the things that we are seeing in law enforcement is these consortiums coming together of all these small towns outside these big cities and these smaller municipalities working together as one to form human trafficking units and just to kind of raise awareness that way. So you don't necessarily might not need an officer dedicated to the crime in your community, but know that there's one in the surrounding area as well.
So switching gears a little bit, can you tell us a little bit more about the Homeland Security Advisory Council, the HSAC, and kind of what's its mission, and is there anything you'd like to share about work being done with them and yourself?
Well, so the council is the Secretary's Advisory Council. So it's the whole purpose of the council is to help with questions, you know, and tasking. So it's kind of like, you know, hey, this is an issue. How do these leaders, and the HX comprised of leaders from policymakers, academics, leaders in the private sector, and they can take a different perspective than, you know, government officials would onto an issue, because the government knows how to help work the government, but sure. how are we helping our stakeholders? And we also do have members, former members of DHS on there who are from leadership positions. So they're really adept to be able to see what's helpful from the DHS perspective and also to kind of represent like both sides of the aisle.
Do you have a role in the council?
Yeah, so I'm the executive director of the council.
Oh, really?
I have a really cool title. I'm the executive director of the Homeland Security Advisory Council and Campaign Office. Oh. So, yeah, it's a mouthful, but it's fun. And the we also do, I do the If You See Something, Say Something campaign. Oh. And we have a Cyber Smart campaign that's coming out soon that's going to, you know, also raise awareness on cyber issues. But, yeah, so one of the things that we deal with the council and one of the what makes it so unique is that when you're dealing with these different issues, the membership of the council is just, it's just preeminent people within the food. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, it's to me, it's just so, when you're talking about cops, like, you know, you have Commissioner Bratton on there and then you have Judge Webster, who used to head the FBI, then the CIA, was a federal judge, and now he's taking time to do this. I mean, there's just so many great, you know, people on this council who have had such, you know, senior level roles and understand the complexities. Like, you're just talking to a whole other level, and it's pretty intimidating, you know, to kind of be sitting there like next to a former federal judge and being like, excuse me, sir, like, I'm not finished yet. You know, it's been a fascinating opportunity. And
yeah, it's a great segue into my next and final question. Okay. Is what advice, Mick, would you give someone who is thinking about a career in public service?
So for me, I think the most important thing in public service is to bloom where you're planted. Mm-hmm. If you get the opportunity to go somewhere, take it. Don't be waiting and waiting and waiting for your chance. Just if for some reason you get the opportunity to be in the procurement department, be so good they cannot ignore you. Mm-hmm. Talent will rise to the top. It will be identified and someone will take you. I think the best example of this I can do is Caitlin Seal, who's in the Blue Campaign Program Manager. She was a budget officer and she was identified by another member of this office and they were just like, no, she understands programs. She understands how to get the job done. And she just brings such a level of dedication that she came in here. And I mean, she didn't know too much about human trafficking when she got it. But I mean, she is, you know, one of those people who just makes things happen. I think if you do that, if you bloom where you're planted and just do the best you can be, that's absolutely the way to go, especially when you're starting early in your career. Mm-hmm. And one of the other things I really want to point out too is that when you decide to join public service, whether you're, you know, early career, mid-career, or late career, you're starting over. You know, you're starting over. You have to prove yourself all over again. No one really cares what you did in 1978, you know, where you worked, you know, who you know, that doesn't matter. It's going to be where you, what you can do for us today and what product are you bringing to the table.
Well, you know, thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule. But more importantly, Don and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Oh, thank you so much.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Mick McEwen, Executive Director of the DHS Blue Campaign. My co-host today from IBM has been Don Fenhagen. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.